catchy little tune. But it is so true. The world says seeing is believing. But they got it all backwards. The world is not the same as God's kingdom. God's kingdom is different. God's ways are higher than our ways. They're so different. We use human logic to determine things, whether something is real, whether something is true. God says no. Don't rely on human logic. Rely on His word. And that's what we do. And that's kind of a little slogan that we've talked about from time to time, and I think we have it in our bulletin, that believing is seeing. That's the way God's kingdom works. Believing is seeing. And this is the scripture that backs it up, because Jesus said this. Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." We have no greater authority than Jesus, do we? That's what he said. Whenever you pray, if you believe that you receive them, you will have them. Now, that's not an easy thing for us to do, because our ways are just the opposite. We want to see something first before we believe it. But in God's kingdom, it's you have to believe it first in order to see it. That's hard for us. That's why probably a lot of our prayers don't get answered, because we doubt. We're not sure if what we're asking for is according to God's will. Is it the right thing? Or are we just serving ourselves, so to speak? So it's not always easy. But when we hear from God, when He speaks to us, we know it's God speaking to us, like you were talking about with the project. You knew it was God's will and that He would provide. So that's what we need to be seeking, to hear God's voice, because when He speaks, we can count on it. I'm going to give you some examples of believing is seeing. Here's the first one. I'm sure you're familiar with this one. "And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, 'If only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well.' But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, 'Be of good cheer, daughter, your faith has made you well.' And the woman was made well from that hour." What did she believe? "If only I touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed." That's what she believed. So before anything happened, before she was able to touch the hem of his garment, that's what she believed. "If only I can do that." And sure enough, when she came to him and touched the hem of his garment, without him knowing that she was there. But if you read further in it, you know, he sensed power going out from him, because it was her faith and what she believed. Believing is seeing. She believed that if she touched the hem of his garment, she would be healed. And lo and behold, she was healed. I'll be darned, it works. Believing is seeing. Okay, here's another example. "And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb who had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, 'Stand up straight on your feet.' And he leaped and walked." Can you see if somebody has faith to believe? Can you see it? Yet Paul did. He's speaking, and he happens to notice this man who was lame. I don't know how old he was, but he had never walked. But he noticed this man paying attention to him. And he saw, I'm sure not with his natural eyes, but he saw that this man had faith. It takes spiritual eyes to see that. With my natural eyes, I can't see that you have the faith to believe anything. I just can't see it. You may have all the faith in the world, but I can't see it with my natural eyes. But Paul wasn't looking at him, in a sense, with his natural eyes, although he was too. But spiritually speaking, he saw something in that man that God showed him, that he had the faith to believe. And all he had to do was say to this man, "Stand up." And he got up and walked, because the man had faith. So when the man heard the word that Paul spoke, he met that word with faith. And he believed, and therefore he stood up. It's an amazing thing. The Bible is full of instances like that. Okay. Now, this is Jesus speaking, and this is how it worked with him. Jesus answered and said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner." Jesus was simply saying, I'm not doing this on my own. What I'm doing is what I see the Father doing. With his spiritual eyes, Jesus was fully human, but he was fully God. With his human eyes, he can't see what the Father's doing, right? Any more than we can. Because God is invisible. Jesus was seeing with his spiritual eyes what the Father was doing. And because he saw what the Father was doing, he spoke it out and it happened. He was following along with what the Father wanted to accomplish. He was implementing God the Father's plans. He was being God the Father's instrument. But he wasn't doing it on his own. With his spiritual eyes, he was seeing what the Father was doing. And that's the way it should be with us. We need to see with our spiritual eyes what God is telling us to do, what he wants us to do. Because if you can see that with your spiritual eyes, there's no doubt. There's no fear. There's belief, because if you see what God is doing, or you hear from him what he wants you to do, it's got to happen. God's word does not return void unto him, but it accomplishes the purpose for which he sent it. So if you hear from God, or whether you see with your spiritual eyes something that God wants to happen, like the group of you when they first heard this request about the special project, you believed it. You believed it was from God, and now you're seeing it happen. See? There's faith in action. There's believing is seeing. You accepted it because you heard it as coming from God. Okay? But you could also see it with your spiritual eyes. You could see this coming about. You could see this as something that God wanted to accomplish. And therefore it would be accomplished because you believed it. If you believe it in your heart, it's going to happen. But it has to align with God's will. So you have to know what God is doing. We need to train ourselves to stop looking with our natural eyes. That's the problem with us as being humans. We look around, we see, oh, this is real, this is what this is, and that's what that is. And God doesn't operate like that. Remember when he first created the universe, what happened? He spoke, right? And it came into being. He saw in his own mind what he wanted to accomplish, and he believed it into existence. He wants us to do the same thing. He wants us to operate the same way. So it's important for us to have an understanding of what God's will is, to see with spiritual eyes and hear with spiritual ears what God is all about and what he's doing. It goes against human nature. It goes against our natural senses. Yes, God created our natural eyes and ears and everything else. But we are a spiritual being in a physical body. Our real selves are our spirit and our soul within us. And God wants to quicken those to be able to hear him with spiritual ears and see what he's doing in the world with spiritual eyes, so that we may speak it into being, whether it's through prayer or whether it's through a command, just like Paul did, stand up. And the guy stood up. So how do we get there? Well, one more thing. From James 5, 14 and 15. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. How many times do we pray over people to be healed, to be made well, for all sorts of reasons? And we wait and we wait and we hope. It's because we're praying in doubt. We're not sure what's going to happen. Is God really going to do the healing? What's going to happen? We don't know. Unless we're praying the prayer of faith, it's not necessarily going to happen. God may be gracious and grant it anyway, because maybe that's what he wanted to accomplish. But the point is, when we pray over somebody, it needs to be the prayer of faith. In other words, we need to believe in our hearts that the prayer we are praying is going to accomplish what we're asking. We need to believe in order to see the results. That's what God wants us to do. Learn how to pray the prayer of faith. In order to do that, we need to know what is it that God wants to do. Does God want to heal this person? Or is there some purpose that we don't fully understand, that that person needs to go through this time of stress? These circumstances could be physical, could be circumstantial, could be financial, relational, who knows? But our prayers are only going to get answered when we pray them in faith. When we can see with our spiritual eyes and hear with our spiritual ears what God is doing. And then it's easy, because if you know in your heart, this is what God said to me, so it's going to happen, then it's easy to pray that prayer, because you believe it, because God spoke it to you. So we need to be asking God, what is your will, Lord? How do you want us to pray? How do you want me to pray in a given situation? You know, you're asking yourself that question. God, how do you want me to pray? What is your will in this situation? Maybe it's somebody else that you want to pray the prayer. Maybe it's you. I don't know, but you need to ask. And one of the things, one of the ways that can help in our getting a better understanding or a better ability to hear and see what God is doing is to sit quietly before Him. Close your eyes. Shut off that natural vision because it's distracting. Because you can't see what God is doing with your natural eyes anyway. So take them out of the equation. Sit before God. Now maybe each of you have your own prayer time, your devotional time, I don't know. But if you do, you're spending time with God. I don't know how it's spent. Are you bombarding Him with prayers? And there's nothing wrong with that. Making requests of Him? Are you reading devotionals? You're praying? But are you taking time to just sit quietly before Him with your eyes closed? That's a big help in letting the spirit part of you come to the forefront. It's the beginning of being able to see with spiritual eyes and hear with spiritual ears. Sitting before Him quietly, saying, Lord, I'm open to You. Help me to hear You. Help me to see what You're doing. It may take some time. But that is one thing that you need to do. If you want to get to the point of being able to believe the things you desire into existence. If you do anything apart from His will, it's not going to happen. You must be in tune with Him. But that's part of the training He wants us to go through. That blocking everything out, radio off, TV off, whatever, just quietly before Him with your eyes closed, just quietly listening and maybe allowing Him to show you something. Now you may not see a picture, you may not have a vision per se, but something may just come to you and you know that it's from God. Maybe it's somebody He wants you to pray for. Maybe it's something He wants you to do. Take it as coming from Him and act on it. Pray it out. Not in doubt, because remind yourself that if it's from God, it's going to happen once you speak it. Not in doubt, because remind yourself that if it's from God, it's going to happen once you speak it. Once you speak it. What was that? Was that your phone again, Dale? But in any event, that's something that you can practice. Get in the habit of doing, spending that quiet time with God. To hear that still small voice. Remember, I think it was Ezekiel. One of those. It was either Ezekiel or maybe it was Elijah. It was in the cave. And there's this windstorm. It's big. Whirlwind, windstorm, rocks crashing and everything. But God was not in that. I think there was a fire. I hadn't planned on talking about this. It's just something that comes to mind. But he said, but God wasn't in the fire. God wasn't in any of those things that played on his natural senses. But then he heard this still small voice and he went out of the cave on the top of the mountain to meet God. And God was there and God met him. The only way you're going to hear that still small voice is to train yourself. Sit quietly before God, eyes closed, and wait. And wait. And maybe God will test you to see how long you're willing to wait. I don't know. Or how often you're willing to do this. But you will be rewarded. And you will begin to understand more about God's will and His purposes. And you will see more power in your life, that the things you say come into being. It will happen. It will happen. And when you believe, you will see. Mountains will be moved. Things will be accomplished. All sorts of wonderful and powerful things will happen because God is in them. And because you're bold enough to believe and to speak these things into being. Let's pray. Father God, Your ways are truly different than ours, but You are a wonderful God, and this is all part of our training process, Lord. This is how Jesus worked when He walked the earth. He saw and heard from You, and therefore He spoke, and things happened. He didn't take it upon Himself to do anything, but he heard from You, and He saw the things that You were about. And He believed and spoke. Thank You, Lord. May it be so with us too. May we begin to hear and see with our spiritual senses that we too may come to that place of believing what You say and what You want us to do. And in our prayers, believing, then we will see the results. May it be so, Lord. I believe that's what You want to have happen in this church. We need to believe in order to see. May You make it happen, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.